Ami and I joined Vinka and embraced the good Kratter, comforting him with words of encouragement and affection until he began to smile and whine like a baby, infecting us all, even Ami, whose two teardrops fell quickly on his rosy cheeks, while he himself, a little surprised perhaps by his own lack of emotional control, could not manage to laugh like the rest of us. "We look like old crybabies," exclaimed Ami, laughed between joyful tears. "I am no longer a dignified specimen of the Museum of Errors of the Nature like I believed, and now I can return to the civilization with a high chest and without being shot at. This deserves a good toast. Let us have a drink, friends. I want to taste the joy of my cellar, an exhibition of a 42 medals, which I gave myself, Grand Reserve Reserved Limited, that mean limited kids. Year 39.888, very good year for strains of mufflers of the San Crater warehouses, ho ho ho. Delicious. Let us go, and any refusal shall be considered as an offense and contempt," he answered, perfectly taking out a bottle with the pink liquid. "Liquid courage. Do not you think that the kids deserve something softer? Also, now that you pain had ended, you should not drink juice of mufflers anymore." The old man stopped, watched us all, looked at the bottle, his hands, and suddenly broke out in laughter. "Hi, ho, ho. You are right. We will toast with a juice not fermented, sweet and healthy like this beautiful little girl." He went into the kitchen and returned with a tray containing 4 glasses of fruit juice. "Very good, Kratto. I am happy that you do not drink any more," said Ami enthusiastically. "I do not know what you speak of, space child. Stop to taste the exquisite nectar. Should I not cheer my heart again? Should I totally stop the production at San Crater Warehouse? Don't dream of such a thing. We are going to toast with unfermented juice because there are kids here only for that reason alone. To health. Ho ho ho." "Well," said Ami resigned, "we toast and then we leave. I do not want you to get attached to the bad habits of this old man engendering the nature. I should tell the kids that you are the least spiritual swammer I know of, that you are still more of a Terry than a swammer in many aspects." Vinka wanted to defend him, but he is overcoming it gradually. Already he has shed a lot. "Also, I am the first case of transformation from Terry to swammer of these times, a great honor. For you lucky ones. Ho ho ho." And so, between happy pranks, we did a healthy toast for the new life of Kratter, Chapter 3, New Life. "And now that all has changed for you, what do you want to do? Will you return to the city?" Vinko asked him. The old man thought, imagined various possibilities, and later said, "The city. The first Terry who is transformed into a swammer in these modern times. And how I detest the notoriety. On the other hand, I live here with tranquility, set the table without seeing anyone, and here you see me, very happy." We knew that in reality he was bored and depressed, but we said nothing. "And have you not seen even the patrol of terrorists pass by? No, since the end of the war between Zumbos and Wokos, no one has passed by here. And it does not bore you, Kratto?" "Well, I confess that sometime I do feel lonely. Ami, won't you have a travel for the plant of Bitro? There must be some beautiful old women there." "But if you do not like the notoriety," I laughed, "it won't be easy. An alien on Earth. And how will they know that I am from another planet? I won't say a thing. With these ears, these violet eyes, and that half pink hair, they might think that you are some strange thing except an Earthling. People will flee wherever they would see you," he said, laughing. "Unless you change your physical aspect," said Ami, leaving us very intrigued. 6 eyes drilled seriously into the white child. "Do not look at me like that. I haven't killed anyone!" I just want to say that our technology allows us to make certain changes to the outward forms of any living organism, but that does not really mean we are going to fatten my legs, Vinka. Make me taller, I erase my wrinkles, Kratto. Each one of us expressed with vehemence our orders to understand the wonderful possibilities that were within reach of Ami, who as always was dying of laughter. "Stop this nonsense. This is a very delicate matter and is not to serve your vanities." "Then what does it serve?" I asked. "I should not have mentioned this subject. Well, Sometimes is it necessary that someone who is born in an evolved words is sent on a mission to a planet not evolved? Vinker drew quick conclusions. Then although I have not been born in an evolved world, you can change my appearance so that I can live on Earth. You can round up my ears and do not dream of it. I love them as they are, I expressed alarmingly. And you can erase my wrinkles, make my hair as that of Petro. Fantastic. Let us immediately go to your ship and carry a facelift. This dot do not hurt. I have already said that this technology is not to feed vanities but for matters of real importance. And you do not think that it is not important for one to look more younger, a me? No, Krato. To me what is important is everyone expresses on the outside what they are on the inside. That which is authentic is always beautiful, including the wrinkles. Krato found a good chance to go out with another of his pranks. I know young Marvel and my wrinkles make me seem too good looking. My admirers do not let me live in peace. Precisely for this reason I do not want to be so attractive and want to have an ugly stretched face. Ho ho, ho. I repeat that our science is not to serve vanities. You say that my parchment helped many people. Does it not make me deserve to be some 400 years younger? He asked the hermit, which made me remember that at Kia age is counted 20 times shorter than that on the Earth. This way he must be some 1,400 years of Kian age or 70 years of Earth age. But later I came to know that he was much younger. Ami did not move, remained seriously facing across, arms crossed. 300. Also, I have not said one bad word these days, not even Gwakaka. Oh, pardon me, exclamation mark. Well, 250 then. That which is born out of love is not an object of transactions, said Ami, still without looking at us. 200? The parchment is the parchment. Insis I did, Krato arrogantly, something that made me feel embarrassed. For a great soul, the payment of a noble service consists in having the grace to do it. The service is not a favor but a privilege. 2 days. Today I brushed my ears and prayed, said Krato with a very comic voice, and then we understood that he had been joking and all of us burst into laughter. Later Vinku insisted. And now seriously, Ami. Can you modify my appearance a little so that I can live on Earth? That is okay, yes I can, but do not be an illusion, remember your uncle. Could you tell me that story? Said Krato. And then Vinker started to relate our problems. The old man was moved to know our entire case. I will go talk to your uncle and convince him, and if he does not accept he will have an encounter with these strong fist, he said, hitting with the palm of his hand, which did not impress anyone. My uncle is a really huge Terry. Your uncle is a Terry? We will convince him nicely. We always need to find the way of peace and understanding children. Ho ho ho. There an encouraging idea occurred to me. Ami, is it possible that Gora transforms into a swammer? That will be no beautiful, but according to the study I did, this is very far from the level of necessary evolution for starting a transformation. So is better to forget about this possibility. On hearing that Krato pretended to be in vain, is it not possible for any Terry to arrive at such exquisite heights of spirituality? Ho ho ho. Do you have any other plan to convince him, Ami? Can you not hypnotize him? Asked Vinker. Don't you ever dream of it. It is a serious error in front of the galactic authorities to use hypnotism to manipulate a person. The liberty of choice of each individual cannot be violated for any kind of motive. But you hypnotized the policeman in our first trip. He began to laugh at my confusion. That was a game, Pedro. There was no damage done to them. Nor is it a case of mental extremism. We should not take everything so terribly. And then you hypnotized me so that I could not see the winged heart on the rock. To give you a pleasant surprise immediately afterwards, he said, smiling cheerfully. It is true, but later you hypnotized a Terry so that he would not see us. To protect you, there is no harm in that. Damage is done when you hypnotize or suggest someone do something which they actually do not want to do, as in the case of advertising, where they manipulate the minds of crowds so that they start to create a desire for things they want to sell. People don't have an idea of the magnitude and implication of what they are doing by going against the universal laws using these certain advertising strategies. And then as always, why does God punish me this way? What bad have I done? What do you mean, child of the stars? That love is the fundamental law of the universe? When it is violated, it affects many. Because whatever we do gets back to us. If those advertisers used their knowledge and talents for the betterment of humanity to help the evolution of consciousness, they will receive miracles in exchange due to the same law of boomerang. Law of boomerang? All three of us asked. Cause and effect, action and reaction is more or less the same. If you done a great good, it returns to you as a great good. If you do great damage, you can expect damage to yourself with the same color of what you did. This law works in all aspects of the existence. Crato was enthusiastic. That means if it were not a joke about my parchment, then it means I can wait for something nice in return. Yes, you can. The law is truly mathematical, but don't take it with vanity. But nothing good has happened to me lately. How badly ungrateful to say it when they reach the end of their sorrows, said Emmy, looking at him with reproach. Quack. That indeed is true. You could have spent the rest of your life ignoring that the reason of your hiding was meaningless, but you did something that I have come to see you. I believe you are right, Proton Child, but what? Well, you know that I feel lonely. Now you can return to the city, Crato. An old man like me? I would not know what to do, how to survive. Also, I don't know anything about the modern world, it would be a hindrance. On the other hand, and this is the main thing, the only people I love are you and these two kids. I love you all very much, and for this reason I want you to live with me. I believe I no longer can bear another separation. Vinku and I embraced the dear old man excitedly. One more drama, said Emmy laughingly. Can we all three not live together? I asked. Contrary to what I thought, Emmy this time did not laugh. He looked at me seriously and asked, is this your real wish, Pedro? You know that it is, so it breaks my soul to leave Vinka again. Remember how alone Crato feels. No, he cannot bear it. Yes, this is my wish. Then ask for it. Better decide that this will be the reality and later have faith that this will be reality, Pedro. If you really think that it is possible and that it will be granted to you, then it shall be granted. But if you let the doubt take over you, I will tell you something more. The good and beautiful wishes come from the highest part of your interior, part of God that dwells in you. And if he puts a desire in you, it is because you have the ability to do so. But to achieve this, you need your faith, your certainty and safety. So I'm sure that we will go to the earth and will live close together always, I said with great enthusiasm this time. I too expressed happily. Vinku ad Crato, well kids, well spoken. Let us now go to convince Goro, expressed Ami happily. Can I accompany you? Asked Crato. Yes, Ami, he can come with us, exclaimed Vinku and I have no problem. You can come, Crato. Yay. Ho ho ho. Do you have any plan, Ami? None, but our wish will become reality, is it not? True. Ami said we will leave for a short trip to Vinka's city. It was another continent in reality, but considering the speed of his spacecraft, it was a short trip. Crato was happy for his first UFO journey. He did not want to miss any details of the flight and so stick his nose against the pane of the window. Ho ho ho. This is spectacular, exclamation mark dot, but dot, is it not dangerous? I weigh quite a lot and this appliance is the shell of a tipper. I understood that this word must have meant a kind of nut of something like that. You are right, Crato. This ship is very lightweight. Because we use ultralight material, but there is no problem, this vehicle can lift any weight because here inside there is no gravity, but we can stand on the floor because for that we use artificial gravity which can be modified, look, he said, manipulating some commands. Suddenly we were floating in the air. We had lost our weight, but Ami was in his place still clinging to his seat. This is like swimming in the air. Ho ho ho. Crato traveled across the entire room floating in the air with his feet pushing against the walls. Vinku and I began to imitate him. She soon began doing tricks like those I had seen in underwater dances on television. I was fascinated with the invention of these artistic movement in the air. Ami touched a button while he laughed and everyone fell to the floor. I think I hurt my neck. You will have to pay for the damages, injuries and hospital. You are going to be punished with boomerang ho ho ho. I am not that careless as to put all the artificial gravity that we brought. By the way, did you know that neglect is a kind of evil? It was not clear to me what he said. If the pilot of a plane full of passengers is careless dot or the mechanic dot, he said. I understood immediately. Carelessness can cause much damage just like intentional evil, and so try to always have everything in order, do not be distracted. If you have bad memory, write down everything, do routines to make sure that everything is under control. Be attentive when crossing streets. Finally, do not neglect anything because the universe cannot help the careless. How is that, Ami? If you forget to lock your house and live in a neighborhood full of thieves. Yes. Carelessness may cause you to lose big enterprises, boys. Then do not you neglect those commands out a child. Do not you worry, Kratto, this can be handled by just the computer. This is programmed not to fall or collide. But it is always worth to take a look. Is it not? We must not be neglectful because it is a sin. Ho ho ho. A few minutes later we were invisible above the town of Vinca, over her house to be specific. We looked at the monitor screen. A Terry, very ugly like all Terrace, was relaxing in a chair reading the newspaper. But this anim dot, this man dressed very formally, impeccably. Only in the head and the hands could you see his long green hair, very well combed and shiny, same as the claws of his fingers. A lady swammer weaved in front of him. Aunt and uncle. I'm here. They cannot hear you, Vinca, fortunately. If they knew that you are boarding a spaceship. And they will have to know there is no other remedy, she said, discouraged. Ami agreed. Let us make a plan to convince Gora, which can take few days dot weeks maybe. What? Or even more months dot years in the worst case. Frightened, we were left with open mouths. But do not put those horror faces dot, excuse me. We have to be optimistic, and I forgot that. But let us not be unrealistic, we have a person of rigid mind in front of us like a stone. It is not easy to depart from a girl of another world who is under our responsibility, dot, accompanied by space beings dot, do you realize? Yes, we thought a bit and we realized, and our spirits came to the floor. But do not lose faith. In the end, tonight you will sleep in your house. Tomorrow we will meet them. Tomorrow I'll go by and look for them once again. We'll do it again if necessary. And now you will go alone and talk with your aunt alone. Prepare her bit by bit, do not advance too much in a single day. We will keep looking through the monitor to know about their reaction. How easy dot, they will be delighted to know that I want to go to another world in a spaceship dot, they are going to send me to a madhouse. But if your aunt saw a UFO, said Ami with a smile which lifted our spirits. Will you allow it that say sees this ship, Ami? If needed and if the authorities permit it, yes. Not this very day, of course. Vinca was losing patience. Not today. What else to wait for? We proceed little by little, Vinca. We cannot rush anything. I think that there will not be any problem, Ami, do not you worry now. Ha ha ha. My aunt Cloco is gradually coming to believe a little in what I tell her because she is the one writes my books. At the beginning she was closed, but now she is more willing to believe it. To believe that what you wrote is true, Vinca? I asked. No, not all that, but accepts that there may be intelligent life outside this world. With here it is going to be more easy, but with my uncle. We may be lucky and everything might resolve right away. Maybe this very night Vinca's suitcase will be in my house with a room for us. I said, filled with hope. It is good to be optimistic, Pedro. But bad to be in an illusion, said Ami, observing me with sympathy. And what is the difference? Where is the limit, Ami? I wanted to know. Well, in reality everything is possible. Everything, everything? Asked Vinca incredulously. Well, except the absurdities and aberrations, like someone wants to be a famous orator but does not have a tongue dot, or wanting to get on a ship like this with the heart full of hatred, jealous and envy dot. But within the normality, everything what you want to really be can be realized, provided that the necessary process is followed. Explain it more, Star Child. It is like a seed of a tree needs to follow a certain process, appropriate time, nutrition and care to become a tree, the same way you must realize the needed process, project, dream or wish. Everything is possible, but everything needs a procedure, time and effort. Just like fermentation of juice of mufflows. It is not an overnight change, said Kratto. I was more interested in the possibility of Vinka coming to live with me that very same night. Amy caught what I was thinking and returned to the subject. The pessimist is mistaken because everything is possible, but the dreamer is also mistaken because he cannot distinguish between absurd and possible reality, or because he has not realized the process and the time required to carry out or get something. I already told you that I studied Gora's mind and the result was emphatic, impossible. So we are engaged in an attempt that goes against what the rationale says. It is not going to be a thing of few hours, Pedrito, but do not think negatively. We must have faith that everything will be all right, and you must take care of your lack of patience. Whatever may happen, you are going to your house alone. Your grandma is waiting for you. You have a grandma, Pedro? Asked the old man keenly. Yes, Divorced. Widow? Ah no. My grandma is a Saint Kratto and my grandfather has very bad fleas. I lied because she is a widow. Try not to lie, Pedro. Amy warned me. Ah, you do not have a grandpa. You can call me grandpa then, Betro. They began to laugh, but I was not amused by that. Amy situated the ship over the backyard patio of the house of Vinka, which was full of high bushes. There she was going to descend. He said that the next day early morning we will be back in the same place. We said goodbye to each other a bit disconsolately, as if she was leaving for a war, which made Amy laugh as always. However, this time the star child was mistaken and we were right. Vinka had an ugly war in her immediate future. Our reunion was not going to be so easy. She went out of the ship and went inside the house. We looked carefully at the monitor. Hello, uncle. Hello, aunt. She said, greeting them with kisses on their cheeks. How can she kiss that monster? I exclaimed. Silence, listen, Amy ordered. Aunt Clocka, do you believe in extrakianos? Amy was disturbed. You never make a preamble, exclamation mark. What an impulsive girl. Also, I told her to speak only with you. What negligence. No, I don't think so, said Aunt, a bit alarmed, beckoning her to be quiet, pointing to Gora drowned behind the newspaper. But he heard that and said, and her obsession. This girl is not going to be a normal person when she grows. I hope she does not put me to shame. And if I am so crazy, uncle, would you mind if I go away and live far from here? Terry seemed to hit a bump through the paper. Far away looked at her menacingly and with a firm tone said, what? What do you want to say? The poor thing, Vinka, grew pale but found a way to alleviate that and used it in her favor. Because in this house I am seen to be crazy. That I bring shame to you. I better go away for good. She said as if about to cry. This moved Gora, came on his feet, went closer to her and started patting her head. Excuse me, Vinkita, you are right. I have been a little hard with you. I will be more careful so that it never crosses your mind to abandon this house. Curse it came out for the worse. I cried annoyingly. It is not going to be easy, said Kratto, stroking his beard. Do not lose spirit, boys, Amy encouraged us. Vinka looked up knowing that we were watching her and put a face as if asking, now what do I do? Which made up laugh despite the nervousness. Then she came up with another strategy and said, although I believe in extrakiana life. Good, Vinka, I thought. Gora tried to bring her back to logic in a nice way. Daughter, let us go. This obsession of yours for this subject. She stood up on her feet and challenged, saying, I have seen ships. This is hallucination, dreams, meteorological phenomena. Daughter. Ah, yes? We are going to see if the ship which is going to appear here in this moment is a hallucination. Let us go to the patio and see for yourself if that is a hallucination. She exclaimed, coming out. Amy pulled his hair. You are doing it wrong, all wrong, not this way. The fault is mine. Did you see? I was not careful enough to give her instructions. What a disaster. It is perfect, Amy. Now we will make the ship visible and ready, I said. What? If we do so, Goro is going to die of madness, and I cannot permit it. Also, I cannot make the ship visible whenever I want to. This needs authorization. And if the things go bad, I won't be given. Vinka had to go slowly and in a private form, I had told her. As I know my soulmate, I explained, I make a proposal, Amy, leave your impatience. Yes. I am such an idiot and what a rebel is Vinka. But the blame is mine. I must remember that I am in front of people with little self-control. Let us listen. Gora looked with great concern at Klokka and said, our niece is very ill. We need to take her to a psychiatrist. This is an attack of madness. Come to the patio to see for yourself. I have contact with being of space and if I want will appear a ship. Come to see if I am crazy or not come. Poor thing. Sniff, said Klokka on hearing that, took in a tissue to wipe her eyes and nose. The truth is that yes, my poor beloved did seem crazy. It pained me to see her this way and I also felt guilty remembering that she is doing this for our love. Her aunt and uncle were very sure that she has gone crazy and it never passed their mind to go out to the patio for a glimpse. Come see AMI appear once, show them your spaceship show to these disbelievers, she said looking up without seeing us. AMI took a microphone that I knew before, one that was capable of sending out sound to only a specific point. Vinka, he said. His voice reached her ears. What? AMI is invisible and is talking into my ear. Come. Poor thing. Sniff. What a shame, what embarrassment. You taught her badly, Klokka, she has gone astray, said the Derry. It is not my fault, Gora. My sister died in a bombardment when I was very little and was left to take care of her in the midst of war, and no one taught me how to raise children. Calm down, Vinka, calm down, AMI said to her. Where are you, AMI? Speak low, Vinka. Can you calm down? I am talking from the ship on a directional microphone. Gora should not see the ship yet. Oh, it is true, only my aunt Dottia Klokka, come immediately. Oh no, exclaimed AMI, I asked you to speak to her first so to prepare her. I cannot produce a sighting so suddenly for her. I am going to see what is happening. Poor child. Those books, said Klokka. Yes, those books. Bring her in and meanwhile I will call a psychiatrist friend. He tries to keep it silent so that the neighbors do not know anything about what was happening. Klokka went out to the courtyard and embraced Vinka, who was looking up. Now AMI, make the ship visible to our advantage, I asked. He took the controls and said, I need to first consult it. It needs to be calculated if Klokka can stand the vision or not. Wait. In another screen appeared very big head of aunt, later her inside of it. We saw many sparkles as of energy of many colors, but AMI did not look at that screen but at another in which some strange signs were appearing. A beep was heard. Magnificent. It is within limit, but she will tolerate it without suffering any damage. We have authorization. Good, now let us give her a close contact, poor Aunt Klokka. The ship was visible now at a very low altitude. We started to make circles around the two of them. Look, aunt, there. Vinka was happy. The aunt did not pay attention, but soon a dazzling light illuminated the courtyard and she had to look up to stay with a fixed sight and open mouth. Enough, said AMI, and we came back to invisibility. Klokka was given a sighting of about 15 seconds. No need to attract more attention than necessary, he explained. Did you see, aunt? That was the ship of my friend. Gora had observed the great flash of light coming from outside while he was calling on telephone and came out on the patio. Found his wife with her mouth and eyes wide open, still looking up. He also was the same way but could see nothing but the sky. I was happy, although Aunt Klokka was about to faint. Gora shook her and brought both of them inside. He seemed very worried. What happened to you, Klokka? What did you see? He asked her, helping her to sit down in an armchair. She saw my friend's ship, of course. It is true. There was a spaceship. It is true, Vinka is not mad. I saw it, Gora. I saw it. Hallucinations. Klokka. But I also saw a great light outside. What was that? However, I saw nothing in the sky. No, uncle, you cannot yet see it because you are not yet prepared. That's why my friend made it invisible when you arrived. It was to protect you so you do not go crazy or die of the impression. Gora had to sit down as well. He closed his eyes, put his hands on his temples and started to think. Spaceships. Invisible. This seems like a joke. It must have a logical explanation. Are you sure you saw it, Klokka? Yes, Gora, and it was not a hallucination. Maybe it was a meteorite, a shooting star. Of silver metal? Said Klokka. Then it could have been a plane.
Round.
Then maybe a planet, a star. Circling above the house with colorful lights and with a symbol below.
Dot. A symbol? What was the symbol?
Like what you see in my books, Uncle Gora the Winged Heart. Everything is true, I really went to other worlds in Ami's ship.
Krato Ami and I were happy to hear their conversation. There is more, Uncle Gora, they are watching us in this very moment, they are listening to our entire conversation.
They? You had talked about only one of the famous Ami in your books.